Paula Deen.
Yes.
Yeah, because she used the N-word 10 years ago, right? Isn't that how that went down?
I think it was longer.
Yeah.
I think it was back when Axl Rose did it, and it was cool.
Oh, okay. And she was just trying. Was she just singing a Guns N' Roses song?
That's what I think happened. She was just singing One in a Million.
Ah, well, like if she was singing One in a Million, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a good song. But
it's
I just,
really good song.
I feel like they have better songs,
though. They do have better
it's
songs.
It's not their greatest.
It's not their greatest song.
Yeah,
it's but it's cool song. That Paula Deen was listening to it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, that's that pretty much sums up what I know about Paula Deen, right. too. She's a huge Guns N' Roses fan. I think she has a lot of tattoos.
She probably does.
If it's the same Paula Deen I'm thinking about.
It might be.
She has, like, Eat Me across her knuckles because she does, like, food stuff.
Didn't she also sing on, like, Rocket Queen?
I'm pretty sure she did.
All right, cool. She had the orgasm in the booth.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think she was at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, or was it Live Aid?
It might have been Live Aid.
It might have been Live Aid?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number 9.
I like that we're accepting that as the conversation on Paula Deen. All right.
That's the best conversation on Paula Deen I've ever had. It's awesome.